Good morning. My guest this morning is Anna Cummings Giacopetti, whom, as you might suspect, I know quite well. Good morning, Anna.
Good morning, dear.
For at least the second time. But she is wearing a different hat. She is wearing the Move to Amend hat. So talk about Move to Amend and just exactly what it means.
Well, as Roland knows all too well, Move to Amend is right in the middle of a ballot initiative campaign in Sonoma County. We want to put on the ballot a call for a constitutional amendment that says corporations are not people and money is not speech. So we as citizens can have some pushback against the Citizens United decision in 2010 that allowed corporations to put a kind of a flood of money into our political process.
A Supreme Court decision.
We feel has corrupted our political process and made all issues very difficult to deal with.
I think that all of the elections since then bear that out, it seems to me.
But we have some exciting, an exciting group of events coming up. David Cobb, who is the national head of Move to Amend, is coming to Sonoma County to give this ballot initiative support. David is an amazing speaker. If you don't know a whole lot about this issue, you should come and hear David. He'll tell you how we came to this pass and why it's so important for our democracy that we do something about it, that we get this amendment.
He's spoken here before, but he was sort of here and gone, really.
Right. Well, some people may have come and heard him at the Grange.
A lot of people did.
We're very impressed with him. We're hoping that a lot of people will turn out to hear David and get informed. But for those of you who've heard him before, that you'll also come and find out how you can get involved. We really need your help, and we'll be there in full force, ready to hand out petitions, anything you need in order to get support, signatures from your friends, relations, associates, and neighbors.
And at the end of this interview, I'm going to tell you how to volunteer.
Right.
It's easy. We should point out that David Cobb was actually a presidential candidate as well as all the other things that
right,
he's done.
Right, for the Green Party some years ago, I think. So David will be at the Glaser Center on Monday, April 7th at 7 o'clock. As you know, that's on Mendocino Avenue,
right,
547 Mendocino Avenue in Santa Rosa. He will be at Sonoma State on Tuesday, April 8th, at the same time in the Student Union in the ballroom. And Wednesday, April 9th, he will be at the Sunflower Center at 1435 North McDowell in Petaluma.
Great. There's all over the county is opportunities to see and hear David Cobb. I would like to point out that the Citizens United decision has changed politics in the United States in a way that it's never been changed before. It's different now. It's much harder for initiatives and candidates to win who haven't been previously selected by corporate interests.
Right. And I feel, you know, personally, I'm involved in this campaign because I feel like our precious commons, all those things like the library and the post office and our public schools and our national parks are at risk right now from people wanting to take them over and corporatize and privatize them.
Exactly. So, David Cobb, once again, on April 7th at the Glaser Center on Mendocino, on April 8th at the Sonoma State Student Union, Ballroom D, and on April 9th at Petaluma Sunflower, 1435 North McDowell, Suite 100. Thanks for coming in, Anna.
Thank you, Roland.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.